Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
As of Monday morning, more than 2,000 Homer Electric Association customers were still without power after a massive winter wind and rainstorm pummeled South Central Alaska. Despite winds picking back up, crews continue to work hard at restoring power, the utility provider said in a Facebook post. We appreciate your continued patience. Please know that crews are responding as efficiently and safely as possible. The outage, which began on Sunday morning, peaked at 84 separate outages, impacting 5,579 HEA members around 1:15 Sunday afternoon. The outages are concentrated primarily in the Sterling and Funny River areas, though they did spread as far as Kisilof and Seldovia. As of Monday morning, Seldovia remained without power. Many experiencing the outages in Sterling and Funny River are going on more than 24 hours without power. HEA line crews worked through the night, bringing the total number of individual outages down from 70 on Sunday night to roughly 50 Monday morning, returning power to approximately 3,000 members in the process. The Kenai Cultural Center is set for its grand reopening. With more, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Kenai Cultural Center's grand reopening and ribbon cutting will be held on January 15th at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Kenai Chamber of Commerce will introduce its first rotation of displays, followed by a luncheon that will include information about the 2025 exhibit schedule and new lecture series, The Kenai Chronicles Beyond the Exhibit, presented by Danielle Lopez-Stam, the Kenai Cultural Center Coordinator. The event is open and free to the public. Samantha Springer, the Executive Director of the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, says they're excited to finally open back up to the public.
We just want to get as many people in here as possible. We want to make sure that people really get in here and enjoy it.
The Cultural Center has been shut down for 2 months so that all the items could be switched out. This will be the first time artifacts have been rotated since 1991. The Cultural Center has been showcasing historical items and items donated to the city or on loan. It stores about 4,000 artifacts. Every month, the exhibit will rotate with other artifacts that have never been on display. It will be accompanied by a corresponding lecture series and a guest speaker who will discuss a topic related to the era in question. This month, Dr. Adam Dunstan, professor of anthropology, will be giving a lecture on water and land connections in pre-colonial Kat-Noon on January 29th at 2 p.m. For the grand reopening in all of January, the theme is early Kenai from 8000 BC to 1700 AD. Springer mentions that they want to get museum accreditation for the cultural center in the future. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Alaska lawmakers from fishing-dependent communities say they have ideas for ways to rescue the state's beleaguered seafood industry, with a series of bills likely to follow. Members of a legislative task force created last spring now have draft recommendations that range from the international level, where they say marketing of Alaska fish can be much more robust, to the hyper-local level, where projects like shared community cold storage facilities can cut costs. The draft was reviewed at a two-day hearing in Anchorage Thursday and Friday of the Joint Legislative Task Force evaluating Alaska's seafood industry. It will be refined in the coming days, members said. The bill that created the task force sets a deadline for a report to the full legislature of January 21st, which is the scheduled first day of the session. However, a final task force report may take a little longer and be submitted as late as February 1st, said Senate President Gary Stevens. One task force member, Senator Jesse Bjorkman of Nikiski, urged colleagues to focus on the big picture and the main goals. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.